Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Love the name of this album. Boom.
Boom. Yeah, it's very cool. With one of the best in the New York City scene these days, that was trombonist David Gibson kicking off a new hour of Neon Jazz together with his title track off his 2015 album called Boom. David has dug a varied musical career deeply rooted in the genres of jazz and funk. He's originally from Oklahoma, and his music path has steered him to the heart of New York City with gigs with cats like Curtis Fuller, who said this about David. Out of all the young players I hear in music today, David is one of the very few who speaks the language of jazz, and that's impressive. And in a recent interview with Neon Jazz, David told me something very interesting, conversely, about Curtis that he told him at one point during his career. Dig it.
Speaking of Curtis Fuller, I asked him one time, I said, what was it like, you know, being around Wayne all the time? And he said, in his little Curtis poetic way, he said, Wayne Shorter is like a bag of dots. And I said, please explain. He said, well, when you're dealing with him, like when you're with him, he's just a bag of dots. But as you move away, and you move away, you start to see the picture.
During those early formative New York City years, he gigged with Slide Hampton, John Faddis, Roy Hargrove, Jimmy Heath, and the great James Moody. And in 2003, he was a finalist in the Thelonious Monk International Trombone Competition. These days, he is hustling and tending to the jazz seeds, as he put it, that he has sown, performing with and composing music for Roy Hargrove, Warren Evans, and the great George G., the swing man of NYC. And he's a teacher, and there's more to come from David Gibson. Boom. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town booming with jazz every single night from places like the Green Lady Lounge, the Blue Room, and the Mutual Musicians Foundation, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Happy to bring you yet another hour of some good, solid jazz, baby. And here's the savory Art Perko Orchestra, next on the show with the tune Perko's Polka.
Trombonist. You're listening to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz. Boom.
Oh,
That was the crazy talented swing and bebop pianist, organist, and arranger, Sir Charles Philip Thompson, right out of Springfield, Ohio, with the 1959 song Jumpin' at Basie's. Since the age of 10, he has been on the keys, and by 12, he was a professional. He was playing at private parties with Benny Moten in Colorado Springs. He was dubbed Sir Charles Thompson by the great Lester Young years later. Throughout the 40s, Sir Charles played and recorded with the great Charlie Parker, Dexter Gordon, and Miles Davis. He was the guy tucked in the background, but you'll never forget his sound. And these days, he's still alive and kicking out there in California somewhere. Let's hop into Quentin's E-flat boogie with Quentin Ratcliffe off the 45, The Moms and the Dads.
Thank you. take that final fall. If you do nothing else at all, tell the standbys on the side, the glide was in the ride.
That was the saxophone player, spontaneous composer, and band leader, Steve Coleman, with another swath of contemporary jazz.
Spontaneous? What do you mean by that?
It was very, very, very cheeky.
No, spontaneous like me getting in here. Shut up.
Hey, no, you're good. Come on back. It's improv, man. It's jazz,
baby.
That's
right. One of the beauties of jazz. I can sit over here and, well, it's you and I at the end of the show going.
That's right. We're just making up things around
That's
here.
That's right. Can't find a partner, use a wooden chair. Let's rock.
That's right. Let's go. That was Steve with his group in 1985 with the tune The Glide was in the Ride off the Motherland Pulse album. Steve began playing the violin just days before his 14th birthday as a freshman at South Shore High School on the south side of Chicago. His first instrument was the violin, then he switched over to the alto sax. Coleman has been introduced to the improvisations of Chicago's premier saxophonists like Vaughn Freeman, Bunky Green, Gito Sinclair, and Sonny Greer. That's a great group of names right there. And he wanted to hang out and learn from these vets, and he did. And it was from there that he took his way and his jazz path onto his own particular blend that's very memorable and very prevalent in the jazz world these days. And speaking of that, it's been a while since we've had some Tom Waits on the program. And here he is with that signature swagger of jazz and Waits with Virginia Avenue off the Early Years Volume 1 album.
Well, I'm walking down Virginia Avenue and trying to find somebody to tell my troubles to. Harold's Club is closing, everyone's going home. What's a poor sailor to do? I guess I'll get back into my short, make it back to the fort, sleeping off the craziness that's inside of my brain. Got to be someplace that's better. Life I'm leading's driving me insane, and I'm dreaming. And I'm dreaming through the twilight, got me down. I've seen all of the highlights. I've been walking around. I won't make a fuss. I'll take a Greyhound bus. Carry me away from here. Now what have I got to lose? I'm just a walking down Columbus Avenue. Bars, they're all closing, girl, it's quarter to. Every town I go to is like a lock without a key. The blues I leave behind keep catching up on me, catching up on me. They're catching up on me, catching up on me.
Hello, I'm Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was jazz flugelhornist, composer, educator, producer, and recording artist Dmitri Matheny with the 2011 tune Kumba Blues. The man, known for his lyrical style and a warm tone, began playing piano at the age of 5 and switched to the trumpet at 9. He led his first group at 16, and then he began his career playing trumpet, studying for a time with noted New York brass teacher Carmine Caruso. But in the late 80s, he began focusing on the flugelhorn as his primary instrument after studying with jazz flugelhornist Art Farmer, and the rest, as they say, is history. Here's the great Lady Day, or the great Billie Holiday, if you will, with the 1938 tune, You Go to My Head.
Billie.
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling Burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. But I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes, and I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go to my head.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and my necessary evil is Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was hard bop trumpeter Albert Tootie Heath with the tune Blue Vibes. He is the brother of tenor saxophonist Jimmy Heath and the double bassist Percy Heath. Tootie first recorded in 1957 with the great John Coltrane, and from there, he went on to work with J.J. Johnson, Wes Montgomery, Art Farmer, Cedar Walton, Kenny Drew, Jimmy Griffin, Herbie Hancock, and on and on and on. These days, he is the producer and the leader of The Whole Drum Truth, a jazz drum ensemble featuring Ben Reilly, Ed Thigpen, and Jackie Williams. He is a very talented Heath brother, for sure. Here's the master on the jazz guitar and someone we always love to have on the show, Mr. Django Reinhardt from 1940 with the tune Nagus, next on Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was the great guitarist Kenny Burrell with the 1968 song, The Preacher. He is well known for jamming with Jimmy Smith and has always cited jazz guitarist Charlie Christian and the great Django Reinhardt that we just heard as influences. And for a life dedicated to the jazz, in 2005, he was named as an NEA Jazz Master, and for very good reason. Our next cut on the show comes from the duo of Bruno Chevillon and Tim Byrne with the 2011 tune, Crooked.
Thank you. This is Anat Cohen, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the great jazz musician that doubled as a great chicken farmer, Charlie Margolis, with his signature tune, Summertime. And our better music underneath us is the great pianist Wynton Kelly with the 1964 tune, It's All Right, and It Is All Right. And we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat I can always dig gigging with, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Gigging away, buddy.
Yes, sir. Like what you heard? Let us know, neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
So, a priest, a minister, a rabbi, a blonde, and a dog all go into a bar together. Bartender says, "What is this, a joke?"
Come on. Come on. Everybody's waiting for the punchline. It just knocked us right in the mouth, man.
Okay.
My mouth is full of blood. Here, I need to go wash my mouth out. Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah. Restroom's upstairs. Good night, Dick.
Right, good night, Dick. Someone didn't pay for the heat. All right.
Well, there's our end if we want to use it.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay. Here we go. Let's see.
Neon Jazz.